second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is
caught.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Visitgreen.org. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. A very pleasant good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Peters Township High School. Tonight's site for the second round of the 2026 PIAA Class 2A Boys Basketball Championship Tournament between the Jeannette Jayhawks and the Rockets of Jefferson Morgan. You're listening or watching the Iron Synergy pregame show here from Peters Township. My name is Rusty Pett. Alongside me is Mr. Sam McCollum. And Sam, this is an exciting matchup. Jefferson knocked off. We had the pleasure of doing their game up at Red Bank Valley in the first round. A little sort of commute for us today.
Yeah.
but going up to Red Bank Valley, they really played one of the most complete games we've seen them play, for sure. Probably the best game they played all year. Jeannette, they continue to roll. They were runners-up in the WPIL to Shadyside Academy, and then they won their opening round matchup against Northern Cambria and handled it very handily.
Right. Yeah. Right. And, I guess that Sewickley Academy game got a little chippy at the end, which you could expect because Jeannette beat Sewickley Academy last year in the semifinals and beat them handily, and then Sewickley Academy beat them pretty handily this year. So there's a little bit of bad blood there. You know, these two teams are hoping they'll see each other in the state playoffs. But by looking at Jeannette, they're not a big, tall team. They're a very athletic team. I think their tallest player might be 6'3". And so anxious to see how, for Jefferson, Dayton Marion and Triton Farabee are going to play into the scheme as this game goes along.
Absolutely. We're going to get you ready for the tip-off that's scheduled at 7:30 this evening. And it looks like we're going to be pretty on schedule. We did have a girls game right before us between South Fayette as they knocked off Penn Trafford in their second-round girls state playoff game. But we will be right back here on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends. Because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Mm-hmm.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Welcome back to Peters Township High School and the Iron Synergy pregame show, getting you ready for Jeanette and Jefferson Morgan's second round of the 2026 PIAA 2A Boys Basketball Championship Tournament. See the referees going over the ground rules with the captains for both Jefferson Morgan and Jeanette. You had mentioned, you know, Jeanette, not a lot of height on the team. Jefferson Morgan does bring a little bit of that, especially between Marion and then Triton Fairby coming off the bench.
Right.
It could be an interesting dynamic here between these two teams. They have not met this year. Obviously, there's some common opponents here and there,
right.
And you can maybe try to gauge a little bit off of that. But it's really as I think the thing that struck me Saturday at that game at Riverbank Valley, it was a game of styles, and the Jefferson Morgan style of basketball was overwhelming to Red Bank Valley, what they were trying to do. We watched them during warm-ups, and they were knocking down threes right and left. But when they got into the game, some of those threes didn't start to fall. Jefferson Morgan took off from the beginning with that defense and didn't let up, and they just ran away with it.
Well, I think what happened was, I think Red Bank Valley got shell-shocked in the beginning and just couldn't recover. Because even in the second half, you and I talked about it at halftime of that game, they never changed up and went to those three-point shots. They kept driving into the paint where Jefferson was shutting them down.
Mm-hmm. And this is a Jeanette team that they can score a lot. We've seen that. They also can limit the other team to scoring. And we know Jefferson Morgan, the games that we've done together, for the most part, have been pretty low scoring overall. A lot of that is
right.
The defense. Their defense has been good, but Jeanette can play some defense too. So that could bring an interesting matchup to this game this evening as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Jefferson cannot get into a running game with Jeanette. Jeanette's very athletic, and they like to run. Jefferson has got to try to slow that down a little bit and do what I call their collapsing defense, because they play a man defense, and then when somebody would come into the paint, they just collapse on them, and they stifled Red Bank Valley. And if they can do that tonight, this is going to be a game.
Yeah, the last time we were in this gym with Jefferson Morgan was their WPIL playoff game where they lost Our Lady of Sacred Heart, and that was one that kind of got away from them the other way, one that they obviously would like to learn from but maybe not reminisce too much about. Of course, back in the same gym, a little bit different setup here. This arena is pretty awesome, but one thing that you pointed out last time, this could be, when you're used to playing in a gym where there's a wall right behind the backboard,
right?
That happens their gym. That was the same way up at Red Bank Valley. Most of the gyms in WPIL, this is more of an arena setup where you have that free-floating backboard,
right?
And there's stands behind and stuff. That can change the dynamic of the arena just by itself.
100%. When you're shooting at a backboard that's in front of a wall, nothing's moving. You know, but you've got people moving behind the baskets now. You've got a free-flowing backboard. We'll see how it does. Now, Jefferson struggled when they first came out tonight in warm-ups, but then they kind of got it under control. So maybe they can work through that and it won't make a difference.
All right, they're going to get us ready. We're going to step aside real quick on the Iron Synergy pregame show, bring you back for the starting lineups and get you ready for tip-off.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast?
Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Welcome back to AHN Arena on the campus of Peters Township High School. Getting ready for the starting lineups, and they are announcing them now, so we will do the same. You want to take the Jeanette Jayhawk?
Sure.
Sam?
Sure. He's a 6'2" senior forward, number 0, Xavier Odoricio Ferro. He's a 6-foot senior point guard, number 1, Kimani Brown. 5'10" junior guard, number 2, Jace Powell. Then he's a 6'3" junior forward, number 5, Marcus McGowan. And their fifth player will be a 6'3" senior forward, number 24, Noah Sunder.
All right, thank you so much. Jeanette wearing their light blues. They are coached by Adrian Batts. And for Jefferson Morgan, and the Road Whites, and buried mine. Thank you so much. For Jefferson Morgan Rockets, they will start off with, of course, the senior 6'2 guard John Woodward. Also, he'll be joined by senior 5'10 guard number 1, Jameson Robinson. Number 5, another senior 5'11 guard Braden Ellsworth. He'll be joined by number 13, 6'5 senior Dayton Marion. He'll play forward and rounding it out, the player of the game last weekend up at Red Bank Valley, number 23, the sophomore 5'11 guard Jeremiah Robertson, and look for him to try to get off to a hot start like he did for the Rockets on Saturday afternoon.
Well, and he kind of sets the tempo for the whole team. So when he gets out and starts playing hot, then the team kind of follows his lead.
All right. Dayton Marion out there for the tip-off for Jefferson Morgan, and it's going to be Odoricio Ferro for Jeanette. Tipped back in the backcourt for Jefferson, though. Won by Marion. It's Ellsworth trying to get it across the timeline. Hands it off to Marion. He's guarded out there by Sunder, but he does get it. But he loses the basketball, but right there to pick it up is Robertson. Robertson dribbles around, circles back at the elbow, now backs outside the arc. Hands it off to Marion. Marion gets around the defense, loses the ball, though, but it was a foul. I believe a reach-in foul right there by Sunder. Get the official call. That is on Noah Sunder. That's his first, team first.
Well, Jeanette starting out here in a full court, not a press, but a full court man defense. So they're picking him up as soon as they inbound the ball. And very handsy.
Yeah, definitely. And they're right in their hip pocket for sure. Marion way out top now, guarded by Sunder. He's going to go to Robertson. Robertson, and once again, he loses that dribble too. And he's able to collect it, and they'll start over. He's on the left wing, and now he goes to the right side to Robinson. Jameson Robinson, left side, Ellsworth makes a fake, and then needs to get rid of it, stop the dribble, now gets some help in Woodward. Woodward out top. 7:08 52 seconds gone in the first possession here. Still no shots. This is Robertson. Baseline wants to put it up, but he is stopped and taken away. Back the other way come the Jayhawks. This is Brown. Kimani Brown puts it up and in.
And I'll tell you, Jeanette, very aggressive. A hand on the waist, and they're just swatting at everything. And right now, Jefferson's struggling with controlling the ball.
Oh, nice pass there to get it to Robertson. He stopped there. Nice feed to Woodward up at the left hand and in. John Woodward with the answer. Two beautiful passes there by both Marion and Robertson to set up that shot. They're going to have to do that if that press is going to be that tight.
I agree. They're going to have to move the ball.
Half-court offense now for the Jayhawks. I said that was Powell with that layup, not Kimani Brown. And who is that? I just
number five, okay. Marcus McGowan.
As I took my head down to make that correction. Man, he's got two, Marcus McGowan. And a takeaway right back the other way come the Jayhawks. They lead 5-2. And the shot is going to be off, but the putback, it will go. And that was Kimani Brown with the layup. So,
well, as we can see, Jeanette doesn't have any trouble scoring and multiple players stepping up.
Yeah, with the long-range jumper and now the two layups. They lead 7-2, 5:43 to go in the opening quarter. Robinson has it way out top. This is Dayton Marion now. Hands it off to Woodward. Woodward over to Jeremiah Robertson. Oh, and he passed it right to the Jayhawks. Back the other way. Oh, nice little hand there to knock it out of the control of Xavier Odorizio-Ferrio, and then went off his foot and out of bounds. So turnover, give the Rockets back the ball.
And I can tell you, Jeremiah did a great job of knocking the ball away, but Jefferson's going to have to play that tough hands-on defense just like Jeanette is.
Robertson now into the half court. Inside the arc, now spins around, loses the ball, though taken away. Back the other way comes Powell. And he feeds it down, and with the layup up and in for Marcus McGowan.
I'll tell you, Jeanette got away with a blocking foul that time, but maybe the officials aren't going to call it that close tonight.
Letting them play so far. Marion with it. He loses the ball, and there's a reach. They do call that. They wanted a jump ball, but he was definitely reaching in with that right hand.
Oh,
Sunder
yeah.
Picks up two quick ones here in the first quarter, but otherwise everything's going well for the Jayhawks. They lead 9-2, 4:55 to go in the opening quarter.
Hey, don't get me wrong. They're playing tough defense, but it's Jefferson's having a hard time with it.
And there's another near steal. Robertson gets it in the backcourt, now finds wide-open Ellsworth. Thought about a three, now dribbles inside the arc. Passes outside to Marion. Marion guarded out top by McGowan. Yeah, they're letting them hand check.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe they're letting them hit them as hard as they are without calling any fouls. Poor Ellsworth got killed down here.
Robertson, 5-second count, now hands it off to Marion, top of the key. There's another reach, and that's when McGowan gets the ball, and now goes up with the right hand, but misses it. The putback is in. That was a very athletic play there by Odorizio-Ferrio. He gets his first bucket, and that's going to be a timeout taken by Jefferson with 4:17 to go in the first quarter. We'll take it with him on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back. 11-2. Jeanette lead Jefferson Morgan with 4:17 to go in the first quarter. Full court press going to be implied here by the Jayhawks. And it goes off a foot, no whistle, and it's going to be a turnover, and then we're going to get a foul called. That should have been a kicked ball.
I agree.
But instead, it's a turnover, and now the Jayhawks will go to line for two. It's going to be a foul on Robertson, his first, and going to the line is number two, Jace Powell. Yeah, Coach Wallace right now telling the ref that was off the foot. First one is good. And that's one of those, obviously it's a tough job at a fast pace one at that, but that's one of those ones that's probably one of the easier ones to make, the kick ball, because
right.
Either goes off the foot or it doesn't. Robinson now with it. And now Ellsworth, he goes up and a little too strong, and it's rebounded by Jeanette. Right side, McGowan for another three attempt, and he hits that one. He's got two of those.
Boy, does he have a smooth shot, too.
Leads all scorers with eight, 15-2 the score now. Jeanette starting to open things up here in the first quarter. Robertson with it for the Rockets. Hand it off to Dayton Marion. He wants to dribble and does put up the floater off the rim. That one won't go, and rebounded there by number 10, McAllister Steele. They will throw it way down, and this is a long three, and man, he has some range tonight. Marcus McGowan hits another three. That's three of them.
And it's easy. I mean, when he shoots that, it's smooth, and he makes it look easy.
Robertson with it now, stops at the elbow, looking for help, gets it back to Robinson. He almost slips, but Marion with it now. Get it down to Robertson. Ellsworth thought about a three, gets a little bit of an opening, now passes to Dayton Marion, and he moves it out top of the key. Now into the paint, falling down, passes to Ellsworth, gets off a three. That one hits the front of the rim, no good. They will outlet pass and bring it into the offensive half court. That's Jace Powell. Back to McGowan for another one. That one won't go. And rebound down low, though. We're going to call over the back on Jeanette. They do get the foul. That's the correct call.
Yeah,
may not like it. But
good call by the official. But, yeah. The Boo Birds are out. They definitely don't like it.
Yeah, Odorizio Farrell was well over the back there. That was good rebounding position there for Jefferson. That's
it really was. Dayton Marion positioned himself well.
He's got it now in the backcourt. Gets it to Robinson. Robinson gets it up to Robertson. And they give it to Robinson. And ball on the ground. Robertson picks it up. Puts up a three. Not good. And rebounded there. And we're going to have a foul on Jefferson. And they call it on Robinson? Yeah, I mean, he wasn't near the play.
Did they call that on Robinson?
Yeah, he was not near the play, so I'm not sure.
Huh.
I did not see that foul.
No, I didn't see him foul, but I was watching where the ball was.
Yeah, I was too. Two team fouls for Jefferson, three for Jeanette. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. Another 3-10 for McGowan. That one just sails over everything. And now this is Noah Clary with the ball. He's off the bench for the Rockets today. Looking for some help, stopped his dribble, needs to get rid of it, and does, and now
actually,
he gets it back.
That's Triton Farabee.
Oh, it is Farabee. I'm sorry. No, I'm looking at the wrong roster, Triton Farabee. I'm like, yeah, that's number three. Yeah, he's usually the first guy off the bench, and he is. Duh. Sorry, thanks for that.
No, you're good.
I'm looking at the Jeanette roster. Number three for them is Noah Clary. And the turnover is going to give the ball back to the Jayhawks. 1:56 to go in the opening quarter. It's 18-2, Jeanette leading Jefferson Morgan. Farabee had some quick points right off the bench last weekend for the Rockets. Helped that offense early going. Here's a nice block down low. And three is no good. And the putback by McGowan rolls off. And it will be, no rebound there for Jefferson. Then it's going to go right back to McGowan, who puts it up and in. They had opportunities for that rebound and just didn't collect it.
But I'll tell you what, Jeanette moving the ball so well underneath, finding that open player, and they get the easy shot.
Got a whistle and a timeout. All right. So we'll take the timeout with them on Green Sports Tonight, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
Ground yourself in this moment. What do you smell? What do you hear? That's the sound of a juicy steak with 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, and B vitamins to support your wellness journey. Now that's my kind of aromatherapy.
the nutrition you need, the balance you crave. Together, we bring more. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
All right. So they didn't really take a timeout. Both teams went to their bench, but they started. Here's a floater by Farabee. Oh, what a nice fadeaway jumper. Farabee gets on the board. And that's second field goal today for Jefferson. 20-4 now the score with a minute to go in the quarter. And we're going to have a blocking foul down low on Ellsworth. That is the third team foul. Should not be a shooting foul. Kimani Brown doing the inbounding for the Jayhawks. Gets it down low. Ball's on the ground. And they get it out around the arc. This is Kimani Brown. And there's a three, and that one off the rim. And, wow, hits about everything and then falls in for McAllister Steele. He gets on the board with his first bucket.
Tell you what, I'm starting to think Jeanette doesn't need a lot of height on their team.
Yeah, maybe not. Marion dribbles baseline, now pushes it back out. Woodward puts up a three, and that one's good. John Woodward for three. He's got five to lead the Rockets. Mauricio Ferro kicks it back out to Brown. Brown down low. That one's stolen by Dayton Marion. Now Woodward into the half court. Stops his dribble, and they're saying he carried. I don't know about that.
I didn't see the carry.
I thought he was in danger of.
No, there's no carry.
He was in danger of a. No, I was going to say he was in danger of traveling if he stopped the dribble, but he didn't. He kept the dribble going.
Yeah. No, you can see on the replay, he doesn't carry at all. That was a beautiful dribble. I don't know what they saw over there.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Chance for Jefferson to cut into this lead. Instead, Jeanette's going to get a chance for the last shot of the quarter. 10 seconds to go. And there's a long three attempt, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Marion, and time will expire. At the end of one quarter play, Jeanette leading Jefferson Morgan 23-7. We'll be back here on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Meet Hometown, your flexible, user-friendly digital platform built for schools and communities. So your students and supporters can easily buy tickets online, add them to their wallet, and quickly scan for entry, streamlining event management and boosting revenue with customizable seat maps, season passes, and live reporting. Get started and make us part of your hometown today.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Back at AHN Arena, Peters Township High School. Jefferson Morgan trailing Jeanette 23-7 to start this second quarter. Jeanette will have the ball moving left to right as we see it here in the gym.
Well, if you're Jefferson Morgan, you want to come out here early in the second quarter and try to get some points and get a good defensive stand. Kind of stop the momentum from Jeanette.
Monty Brown, down, they go down low. McGowan for another three attempt. That one he hits again. That's his fourth three-pointer.
Boy, he is smooth.
He has 16 points to lead all scorers. Marion with it now out top. He's guarded by McGowan. Now Woodward has it right wing. Looking for a pass. Gets it to Triton Farabee. Dribbles into the paint. Wants to put up with the right hand off the glass. Won't go. Rebounded by Jeanette. Back the other way with Powell. Takes it all the way up, and that one's not going to go either. Good defense there by Robinson, and we're going to have a foul out. They're going to call Woodward for this travel. Yeah,
he caught the ball and turned, and there was a defender right there. And you can see in the replay here, he just shuffled his feet a little bit.
One too many steps. Turnover gives it right back to Jeanette. Largest lead of the game for the Jayhawks. They lead by 19. And McGowan wanted another three. Now he's going to get it. Here it goes. It's off the rim. No good. Rebounded, though, by Sunder. He puts up the putback. Well, that won't go. Woodward with the rebound for Jefferson. Woodward. Oh, he stopped the dribble. Needs some help. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson brings it across the timeline. Now looks to set up in the half court. Oh, nice feed to Marion at the elbow. Gives it off to Ellsworth. Now he stopped his dribble, and he throws it to Farabee, who moved, but he gets it back. It's going to be over and back, though, went into the backboard. Nice attempt, but...
Yeah, good hustle by Triton Farabee. Just couldn't save it.
So Jeanette with the ball, though, inbound at half court. 6:44 to go in the half. They lead 26-7 over Jefferson Morgan. Winner of this game will move on to the quarterfinals of the state tournament. They'll play the winner of Olsh and Mercyhurst Prep. There's a three-point attempt, and that one is good by Jace Powell. He's got a half dozen on the day.
Man, I'd like to know what their percentage is from three-point land. It's got to be extremely high.
It is tonight.
Yeah.
Dayton Marion got the key. Oh, and he throws it away. He was trying to hit Woodward down low instead. Back the other way. McGowan, oh, and that one's blocked by Dayton Marion. The second block of the game. He had one earlier down low, and this one gives the ball back to the Rockets. Robertson with it.
Yeah, nice block by Marion.
Dribbles to the right, gives it back to Robertson. Robertson to the elbow, trying to get some space. Back to Marion. Thought about a three. Goes to Robinson, who does put up a three. That one off the rim, or off the backboard, no good. Going to go and be saved by, oh, no, he's, oh, that's a foul on Jeanette. It was intercepted on the pass by Robertson, and he's going to be fouled by Kimani Brown. That's Brown's first, team first here in the second quarter.
Well, Jeremiah, that's the second time he's gotten hit in the face. He's got a lip that's bleeding, and they got it stopped, and now it's bleeding again.
So he's gonna, it looks like Farabee's going to come in for him while they work on this. Robinson will do the inbounding. And Ellsworth has it outside the arc. Goes to the elbow, now spins around, tries to pass, but it's blocked. And back the other way, McGowan into the paint, passes off. Nice feed to Odoricio Ferro, and he puts it up and in. He's got four on the night. Robinson with it for the Rockets. Now needs some help. Nice feed to Woodward down low. A little contact. Not going to get the bucket, but he will go to the line for two. That'll be on Sunder, and that's his third foul.
Yeah, that's early in the game to have three fouls.
Woodward leading the Rockets today in scoring. He's got 5 points. And that one off the rim, no good. They are going to take Noah Sunder out with those fouls, and they'll put in McAllister Steele. And that one off the back of the rim, but rebounded there by Triton Farabee. And they get it out to Woodward. Woodward looking for some help out top. Gets it in the way of Dayton Marion. Marion on the right wing. Now left side to Robinson. Dribbles into the paint. Stops. Back out to Marion. Just over five to go in the half. 31-7. Jeanette leading Jefferson Morgan. Woodward baseline now. Dribbles out. Spins around. Puts it up with the left hand. All too strong. Nice move, but couldn't finish. Back the other way comes Jeanette. Kimani Brown with it out top. He goes left side. McGowan wants a three. Double team there. Kicks it back to the left side. Now back out top to Brown. Foul line jumper. That one won't go. Rebounded by Woodward. Oh, not a good pass there. Marion threw it right away. I think he was thinking Farabee was going to move. Lots of steps there. McGowan going on a trip.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he took an extra step, but it sure looked like he did. Let's see on the replay.
One, two. Well, no, he did hold that third one up.
Yeah.
Good for him. Just very long steps. They're going to have a foul. That foul is on Dayton Marion. That is his first, team first. And going to the line is Xavier Odoricio Ferro. He gets the first one. Miles Soudan coming in for Jefferson, and also number 15, Hayden Yeck. Next one on its way. Out the front of the rim, no good. Tipped around. Robinson's going to collect it for the rebound. This is Yeck in the backcourt. Gets some help from Farabee through the timeline, through the defense, and kicks it left side. Three for Soudan, and it's good! Off the bench and hits a three. Miles Soudan.
Man, that's a way to come off the bench in the state playoffs and make a statement.
Jeanette McGowan for another three, and this one will not go and going to be out of bounds off of Jeanette. So Jefferson ball, 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Full-court press again, and Yek has it. Robinson. Now, oh, nice pass to Robinson. He'll put it up off the glass, and no good. Here's the foul on. Blocking foul. All right. They waited a while to make that decision. You know, is it offensive, defensive?
They both looked at each other, and I'm going, surely not going to call a charge here.
That is on Carter Malik. His first. That is the team third with 3:49 to go. Robinson, though, will shoot two from the line. That one off the glass and in. Robinson on the board with his first point.
You know what they say, it doesn't have to be pretty. It just has to go in.
That is absolutely correct. Second from Robinson on its way. That one off the back of the rim, but rebounded by Farabee again. The second time he's rebounded off a missed free throw. Foul line jumper, rolls around, won't go. Rebounded by Jeanette. Back the other way with Kimani Brown. Outside the arc, stopped there by Woodward. Now kicks it left to McGowan. Nice pass down low, but intercepted by Dayton Marion. Goes to the right side, and now Farabee into the lane. That one won't go. Blocked on the way down, and back the other way come the Jayhawks. Another interception. They're going back and forth, and everybody's turning the ball over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he stepped. That was unfortunate. Salton stepped on the line over there as he was trying to advance that up the court. Now Noah Clary from Jeanette comes in. That's their number three.
You were just getting ready for
it. I was. It was inevitable.
Right.
Throw it into him. Clary's got it. He hands it off. And this is Powell, and that three-pointer won't go. McGowan comes in to clean it up, tries the layup, and gets it. McGowan scoring from just about everywhere. He has 18 to lead all scorers. 34-11 is Jeanette's lead over Jefferson Morgan with 3:13 to go in the half. Dayton Marion into the paint, puts up the floater. That won't go. Rebounded by McAllister Steele. And back come the Jayhawks. Up down low. Kick it right side. Steele has it. McGowan wants another three. Instead goes into the paint. Passes it. Way out again. Steele for three. That one is an air ball. And we're going to have a foul, though. He will shoot three free throws as he was fouled by Woodward. As Woodward's first, team second. Steele's first one is off the rim, no good.
You know, McAllister Steele sounds like a detective show on TV.
It does.
Who are you? McAllister Steele.
Yeah. I remember the old one in the 80s. Was it Remington Steele?
Remington
Pierce
Steele.
Brosnan?
Yeah.
That was a good show. I think we just dated ourselves.
I think so.
Steele's third on its way, and he is one for three. And he has 4 points in the game. Oh, Farabee lost his dribble. Just kind of popped up out of his hand, but he gets it back.
That was bizarre.
Yeah. It's like he dribbled, maybe hit a quarter or something. That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that pass, that one's knocked right back to Marion. They find Farabee on the baseline. Tries to fight into the paint and turns around, puts up the floater, and that misses everything. And back the other way comes Jeanette. It's McGowan with it again. Oh, and he has it knocked away, but right into the hands of a teammate. And Powell loses it, but it's going to be taken by Marion. He's got a wide-open Triton Farabee. And he's going to go up and be blocked. And it'll be out of bounds. Nice block by Kimani Brown.
Yeah, that looked clean.
Yep, good all ball.
Yeah, sure looked clean in the replay. Come on the ground, 6 foot, but man, he got up there that time.
He did. Jeremy was committed with that right hand. It's probably should have given himself a little leeway. Here's a three-point attempt by Salmon. Oh, that one almost went for his second three. Woodward fights for the rebound, though, and he is fouled. And this should be on Jace Powell. We'll get the official call, though. It is. That is his first, team fourth. 2:08 to go in the half. Jefferson will have the ball inbounding to the underneath the basket to our left. They trail 35-11 to Jeanette. Marion gets it to Woodward. Marion, he puts up a three. That one off the rim, no good. Rebounded by McGowan. He brings it up the court for the Jayhawks. Hands it off to Kamani Brown. Now back to McGowan. He puts up another three. That one off the back of the rim, no good. And it bounces up and hits the backboard support. So turnover goes to Jefferson Morgan. I guess it's just a missed shot, but I guess it also went out of bounds. I don't know. How do you count that? Turnover? No turnover?
Yes.
Not sure. Rebound. Nobody rebounded it. Yeah. Ellsworth has it into the half court, and they find him down low. He's double-teamed there, so kicks it back to Marion. Now loses the dribble. Coming back is Powell. Powell outside the arc, now into the paint, and he lost his dribble, but gets it to a teammate, and that one is stuffed by Marion. That is his third block. He wanted the outlet again, but that time thought better of it as Soudan was covered. Woodward has it now across the timeline. 1:25 to go in the half. Jefferson just trying to claw back into this. They trail 35-11. Look to Soudan for three from the baseline. It's off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Steele. He'll hand it off to McGowan. Now Jace Powell bring it up for Jeanette. Back out to Powell, top of the key. Right side, here's a three-pointer from the right side. That one is good. Kamani Brown hits his first tray of the day. And we get a timeout on the court. It's 38-11. Jeanette leading Jefferson Morgan. We'll be right back here on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
Welcome back. We are just under a minute away from halftime here. Jeanette with the large lead, 38-11. They've been scoring from just about everywhere on this court and making it tough for Jefferson to do so. Ellsworth has it in the backcourt for the Rockets. Needs to get across the timeline. Guarded there by Powell. He does get it into the half court. Now looks to Woodward. He gets around some defense. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Kamani Brown. So Jefferson will inbound with 39 seconds to go. We have not seen Robertson since he went out with that cut lip, and Woodward's fouled down low. He's sitting down on the end of the bench.
Yeah, not sure exactly what happened. I mean, we know he got hit in the mouth twice. But
Woodward from the free throw line. That one off the back of the rim, no good. 0 for 3 so far from the line is Woodward. Second one, that one's also long. Rebound taken by Jeanette. They have 35 seconds on the clock. Into the half court, they go left side. Now back to the left wing to Kamani Brown. Now back to Odorizio Ferro. Now Brown has it out top. Looks like Jeanette is going to save it for the final shot of the half. Powell has it top of the key. 10 seconds to go. He's guarded by Robinson. Hands it off to Odorizio Ferro, tries the layup, but that doesn't go, but the follow-up dunk there by Kamani Brown does.
I'm telling you, Kamani Brown has to have a 40-inch vertical leap.
Yeah, that was impressive, and his teammates congratulate him for it. There you can see this bounce off the rim, and he just stuffs it home. Well, the halftime score, Jeanette is leading in a big way, 40-11 over Jefferson Morgan. We'll be right back here for halftime on Green Sports Dunnet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back to AHN Arena, Peters Township High School halftime. Between Jeanette and Jefferson Morgan, Jeanette leading Jefferson Morgan 42-11. They put up 23 in the first quarter, 17 in the second, and they've been doing a lot of ways. They're led by Marcus McGowan with 18 points in that first half, and he had 4 3-pointers, I think.
Yeah.
And also some fast break points. He was cleaning up on the rebounds. He's been doing a little bit of everything for the Jayhawks, but they have a bunch of guys that have you talked about the athleticism of Kamani Brown. Got up for the big block on Triton Farabee. Then he had that little that dunk on the putback right at the end of the half. Their defense has been smothering. The referees are letting it be a physical game, and right now that's benefiting Jeanette because they're playing very tight and they're letting lots of contact go. And they've got some guys with fouls, like Noah Sunders got 3, but so far that they go so deep right now. I think it would take a lot more fouls for that to actually have an effect on the game.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to make a big difference, unfortunately, for the Rockets, because you said it, they go so deep and they're just athletic. I mean, don't get me wrong. They are playing a very aggressive, very tough game, which the officials are allowing to happen. But they are an incredible basketball team. They're well coached.
Yep.
They can do it all. I mean, they shoot, they drive. Their defense is good. Their positioning is good underneath.
They're really good underneath, especially for rebounding. They've been there. They've got a lot of second chance opportunities, offensive rebounds. The other thing you notice too, with Jeremiah Robertson, he hasn't scored yet today, but he also didn't play very much in that second quarter. He got bumped a couple times pretty hard and looked like his lip was bleeding a little bit. Ended up down on the end of the bench, and we never saw him for the rest of the first half. So curious to see if we get to see him back on the court here in the second half.
Well, we haven't seen that in any game we've done.
Yeah.
You know, he just plays all the time. So, yeah, we'll have to find out what's going on with him. Hopefully he's not injured worse than we know. And hopefully in the second half he can come back out and play.
They're about 5 minutes away from the second half tip-off here tonight. As we mentioned, the winner of this game will advance to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs, where they will play the winner of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart and Mercyhurst Prep. That game is also being played today. The quarterfinals are going to be Saturday, this coming Saturday, and then the semifinals next Tuesday, with the finals for Class 2A happening the following Friday. We will be back here. Get you ready for the second half of this second round state playoff action with Jeanette and Jefferson Morgan on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Welcome back to AHN Arena. Peters Township High School getting ready for the second half. Jeanette and Jefferson Morgan, both teams back out there on the court for the second half warm-up. And I apologize to Jeremiah Robertson. I didn't realize during the lineup I mentioned he was. I said he was a sophomore. He's not a sophomore. He's a senior. He doesn't want to. He don't want to stay in high school for two more years.
No.
Why am I making him do that?
Yeah, he's going. Come on, man. I paid my dues.
Yeah.
Time to move on.
Time to move on. Yeah. He's out there on the court along with the rest of his Rocket teammates. We said. Hopefully, we get to see a little bit more of him in the second half. Didn't play much in that second quarter. Scores 42-11 also, and that we are only 1 point away from Jeanette having a 30-point lead in the second half, which would put us into the mercy clock. So
that's right.
Chances of that happening are pretty good. So Jefferson has that first task in front of them. I don't think they'll have the ball. Who was going to have the ball first? Either way, Jefferson's moving from left to right this time in the second half. And they will have the ball first, start the second half. Robinson looks like he'll be doing the inbounding for the Rockets. And Robertson is back out on the court. So, good sign for the Rockets. And they give it to him. He's got it in the half court. Jeremiah Robertson will dribble out top. Feeds it right side to Ellsworth. Ellsworth gets it back to Dayton Marion. Now Robertson with it, left side. And he dribbles into the paint, wants to put up with the right hand off the glass and in. His first bucket of the night.
Good hard drive by Robertson that time and went up nice, put it off the glass easy, good score.
Back come the Jayhawks. They're in the half-court offense now with Kamani Brown. He goes left side to Jace Powell. Out top to Sunder. He's got the three fouls. Right side to Brown. Brown, right wing, goes out top. McGowan, one of the three. Now dribbles down, puts it up with the left hand off the glass. And, man, everything is falling for him tonight. He's got 20.
He definitely has the touch.
Yeah, that didn't look like it was going to go. Look, it was defended pretty well. There's not much you can do. Got it to hit the glass rim a couple times. Ellsworth, nice feed down low. Woodward puts it off the glass and in. Woodward has 7 to lead the Rockets tonight.
Well, so far, good ball movement here for Jefferson Morgan in the second half.
Scored on their first two possessions here of the half. Scored 42 to 15. Jeanette McGowan guarded out top by Woodward. Looking for help. Gives it to Kamani Brown. Kamani Brown right side to McGowan. He dribbles down low baseline. Gets a nice... He was going to try to feed it to Odoricio Ferro, but getting in the way of that was Jeremiah Robertson. It goes off his hand, so it'll be Jeanette's ball with 6:39 to go in the third. Got really quiet in here.
Boy, it did get quiet.
And they throw it all the way into the backcourt. Jace Powell will chase it down. And they give it to Kamani Brown. Right side to McGowan. Top of the key to Sunder now. Brown has it. He dribbles out top. Robertson tried to take it away instead. Gives it to Jace Powell, and he dribbles into the paint, wants to put it up, and we have a foul. Whistle is on Robinson, and it looks to be a shooting foul. That is a second foul on Jameson Robinson. First team foul. First foul, actually, in the second half. So going to the line is Powell. And he hits that one. He's 2 for 3 from the line so far.
Somebody screamed and scared me.
They did.
Good thing I'm not shooting.
Second shot for Powell. And that one rolls around the rim and falls in. 3 for 4 of the day for Powell. And that puts it back to a 29-point lead for the Jayhawks. Robinson has it for the Rockets. Gives it to Marion at the elbow, hands it to Robertson. Now he collects it and tries to throw it off of Brown, and now we have a fast break here with Powell collecting it under the basket. He was too far under there to shoot, so he'll dribble back out and set up in the half court. And so Odoricio Ferro up with the right hand. It's in and good, and that will be the 31-point lead, and that should be the mercy rule for the clock situation for the rest of the game. Clock will only stop for timeouts, basically, I believe, and free throws, I think, and there's a foul. Speaking of free throws. So Powell picks up his second foul, and Ellsworth heads to the line.
Good job by Ellsworth that time to go right at him and then shoot.
First one is good. His first point of the night. Triton Farabee's going to come in. Looks like Marion will have a breather. Ellsworth's second is good. 2 for 2 from the line for Braden Ellsworth. Back to a 29-point lead. And they inbound. Full court press here for the Rockets. Haven't been able to employ that too much today because haven't had a whistle after a score. And there we have a weird over and back. It's the right call. They may not like it, but is the other ref going to come in and fix it? I don't know. I thought he was – we have a replay on that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was he was looking at the wrong line. Maybe let's see. They throw it. Yes. Okay. They were right. I think he got the other the black line in his vision, and I think that
right.
Was yeah. So the other far side official came in and corrected it. Yeah. There's lots of lines on this court. We got volleyball. We've got probably pickleball. I don't even know what all those lines are for. Is that one is nice feed down low to Odoricio Ferro, and he puts it up and in. He's got 9. Right, and Farabee with it now in the half court. Robinson has it, gets it to the foul line to Woodward, spins around there, now back to Robinson. Oh, and he finds him. Woodward open down low. He can't get it, but Robertson there fighting for the rebound. Oh, he had a teammate. He tried to throw it off of McGowan again, and instead McGowan collects it, and they come back the other way. This is a long jumper, and that putback won't go, but McGowan is there to clean it up yet again for his 20 second point of the day.
Say, he's having one heck of a game.
And we have a foul down low.
He didn't even have the ball.
And they're going to call an offensive foul on Faraby.
Yeah, he didn't have the ball. I don't know if I agree with that call. Yeah.
So Faraby picks up his first, team second.
Okay.
3:55 to go in the third. Clock shouldn't be stopping. I mean, I haven't really noticed if it is or not, but with the mercy rule in effect, it should keep running. Here's a long three by Kamani Brown. That rims out. Taken by Robertson. Spins around in the lane. Goes up with the right hand. That won't go, but he gets his own rebound, and he is fouled in the process. Oh, he'll go to line for two. That's a hard foul, but he nearly got the bucket.
As I say, almost went in.
Jace Powell picks up his third.
I'll tell you, Jeremiah Robertson's getting hammered tonight.
Yes.
I mean, he is really getting whacked underneath the hoop.
Both teams with two team fouls. Over halfway through the third. Robertson hits his first. That's third point of the night. That one misses by Robertson, but we had a whistle. Was that a lane violation? Or?
I didn't see what happened.
Okay. Touch the rim, so it goes right to Jeanette.
I'm watching the players and nobody moved. I'm like, yeah. Couldn't have been a lane violation.
I knew it was to the right of the rim. I didn't realize it missed it completely. It did.
So. Sometimes that'll do it.
Yeah. Jeanette with the ball. They lead by 32, 50 to 18. McGowan. Back to Kamani Brown. Now Jace Powell on the right wing. Down low. McGowan puts it up and in. He was wide open.
You know, that's something I've noticed tonight. Jeanette does a great job of finding that open player.
Another foul as Robertson goes to the rim. This one is on Kamani Brown. That is his second. So Robertson will head to the line again. 1 for 2. His last trip there. That one rolls around, won't go. Robertson second. That one rims out as well. And they're going to call a foul on Woodward. Okay. The ball bounced away. I just kind of it's hard to be over the back.
Well,
when the ball
that,
bounced that far back this way.
Yeah, it looked like kind of a no call. Like they were both just going for the ball.
And I don't even know if there was a lot of contact by either player.
Yeah.
But either way, that's the second one on Woodward. Non-shooting foul. Three team fouls for both teams. And this down low to Sunder. He is fouled on his way to the line. And that is on Robertson, his second.
Well,
I think the game slowed down once the mercy clock kicked in.
It really did. Which was odd because the first half it was just flying.
First one by Sunder is good. That's his first point of the night. And there's another one. So he's 2 for 2. 54-18 the score. Jeanette leading Jefferson Morgan. Robertson with it in the backcourt. Dribbles up. Takes it into the paint. Wants to go all the way. Puts it off the glass and in. The second bucket of the night. He has 5 points. Side Steele has it. Now back to Powell on the left wing. Baseline to Steele. Goes all the way across to McGowan. Kamani Brown. Powell puts up a three. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Robertson. Oh, nice job. Strong move by Robinson. Takes it in. He didn't have any in the first half, but he's got second here in the third. And McGowan misses a shot finally, but it's cleaned up by Sunder, and he gets the bucket.
He just got his steps off as he was going to the hoop, and he went up the layoff too far out from the hoop.
Marion has it. Throws it all the way across to Woodward. Feeds it down low to Marion. Up with the right hand. That one's no good. Man, he was hit hard. No foul. McGowan put him on the wood. And this one put back up and again by Sunder on the offensive rebound. So he's got a half dozen all of a sudden. And that's kicked out of bounds. Finally get the kick call that we have been missing. Clock is going to continue to run. I think that's the first whistle where it's actually continued to run, though.
Yeah.
Since we've been in the mercy rule, which we've been in for the last several minutes.
Right.
Sunder will come out. Robinson into the backcourt for Marion. 36 seconds to go. Jefferson with the ball, trailing 58-22. Ellsworth with it. Guarded there. Goes into the paint and fights through and gets the bucket. Nice move by Ellsworth. A steal for three on the baseline. Off the rim, no good. There was over the back, no call, but Robertson will come away with it either way.
Robertson playing a heck of a second half. It's a shame he had to miss so much in the first half.
Woodward spins through the foul and misses the layup, but he will go to the line for two. He's been there. This will be his third trip. He has yet to make a foul shot yet.
I got to tell you, offensively, I think Woodward, this is the most aggressive I've seen him play since I've been following him in the playoffs.
Hey, and he gets that one.
Yeah, let me clarify that. On offense.
Yes.
He always plays tough on defense, but I think he's more aggressive on offense.
Second one on its way. That one also nothing but net. He's got nine to lead the Rockets here as time winding down. 3 seconds to go. And here's a shot by Jace Powell that will not go. So after three quarters of play, Jeanette leading Jefferson Morgan 58-26. Be back here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
Back for the fourth quarter. Jeanette with the basketball, moving from right to left. They throw it in the paint. Oh, it's knocked away by Robertson, but getting it back. Oh, now Robertson does take it away. Brown had it for a second. Robertson taking it down with the right hand, off the glass and in.
Wow, I don't know how that didn't get blocked. Odoricio Farrow was there. Jeremiah did a great job of moving that ball right at the last minute when he put the layup up.
And if they had the ball not gone, it could have been called goaltending because I think he slapped the backboard with the hand when he missed the block. Kimani Brown to the right side to Powell, and that one's tipped up and taken away. And here goes Woodward back the other way. And he puts it up with the right hand and in. John Woodward into double figures with 11. The Rockets, two quick buckets here to start the fourth, but they still trail by 28. And there's a reach-in foul by Woodward trying to reach around McAllister Steele. He'll pick up his third foul.
You say that's a third one on Woodward?
Yes. And mentioned there in the break real quick, Jefferson actually played a pretty good third quarter. They only got outscored 18-15 in that third.
Right.
And it's not like Jeanette has put a bunch of guys off the bench. They've still got all their starters out there.
Absolutely they do.
And so a much better contested quarter by the Rockets. It's kind of too late as it's already into the mercy clock. Here's McGowan for three again. That one's too strong. Tipped around. Taken by Robertson.
McGowan is human.
He is. Robertson with the ball left side. Dribbles inside. Now back outside the arc. Robinson has it top of the key now. Jameson Robinson passes it right side to Woodward. And he gets it to Robertson. Feeds him down low. A little bit of patience up and in.
Yeah, good head fake by Robertson that time.
Robertson with his 11 points all coming in the second half. Part of the reason Jefferson has been able to cut into this lead a little bit. That was McGowan. Nice feed down low. That one even. I was about to say he's not going to miss that one, but he does. That was one of his easiest shot attempts of the night. And Robertson all the way down with the left hand. The floater goes.
Boy, Robertson is unstoppable right now.
You feel the natives getting restless down below. So the Jeanette fans are here. They're starting to get a little bit tense, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, still a pretty big lead. And with the mercy clock, the clock's not stopping. As well, it'll stop right now because we get a timeout with 5:23 to go. We'll be right back here on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings Loan and Green County, video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, back at AHN Arena, Peters Township High School. Jeanette has the ball. They lead 58-34 over Jefferson Morgan. 5:23 to go. It is mercy clock in effect because they did have a 30-point lead in the second half previously. So that clock only stops for the timeouts and occasional foul shot here and there. And McGowan has it on the right wing. Now they go back up top to Kamani Brown to the foul line to Sunder, left side. McGowan has it. He's looking for a teammate to pass to, and they send it out. There, it's taken away by Ellsworth, trying to go back the other way. Stops, pops, and won't go. He hesitated maybe just a little too much. I think he was trying to avoid the block by Brown, and instead, this back the other way, and there's an offensive rebound and a foul on the putback attempt by Dayton Marion, so I believe that'll send Xavier Odorizio-Ferro to the line.
Yeah, you see on the replay, Marion on that last block did get his arm, so good call by the official.
Odorizio-Ferro, he's got 9 on the night. That is the second foul for Marion. Free throw is good. Second one on its way. Off the back of the rim and no good, but going to be, yeah. Yes, you got to call that. I mean, it's either that or a foul on McGowan, would you pick, because he basically would be swatting the hand of Marion to make that ball go out of bounds either way. So Robertson's got it. A lot of contact there out top by Brown, but no call. And it gives to Robinson. He's going to put a three, and that one hit the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by McGowan. Tries to feed Odorizio-Ferro, and he is fouled again by Marion, and he gets the bucket. So he will head to the line for the old-fashioned three-point attempt. Marion now with 3 fouls. Team 4, so one more foul will put Jeanette in the bonus for the remainder of the game.
Well, Jefferson is just playing aggressive now. I mean, what do you have to lose at this point?
Exactly. So he completes the three-point play. It is now 62-34, Jeanette leading Jefferson Morgan. And he will take a seat. Odorizio-Ferro will head to the bench.
Well, now Jeanette goes with a tighter man full court. Not really, it is a press, but it's more of a man defense that they spread across the floor.
Ellsworth dribbles out top. Guarded there by Powell. Now takes it to the right side. Stops at the elbow, looks for help, gives it to Robinson. Robinson kicks it out to Woodward. Dribbles down. Fadeaway jumper by Woodward, and it won't go. Rebounded by Jeanette. Powell with it. Tries to take it all the way off the glass and in. Chase Powell He's got 10. Robertson has it. Robertson wants to take it all the way up the right hand. No good, but he will head a line for two. Powell picks up the foul, I believe. It is.
Yeah,
that is
right.
His fourth. Only the team first here in the fourth quarter. 30-point lead for Jeanette, 64-34. Off the back of the rim, no good. And that one is good. 14 on the night for Robertson, all coming in the second half.
Yeah, he's played pretty well here in the second half.
Kamani Brown has it out top. Looking right side, gets it to Steele. Now Powell has it. They pass around the perimeter to find McGowan on the baseline, though, and he puts up the short jumper, and it's good. He leads all scorers with 26. Peyton Marion with it in the backcourt, gets it to Robertson. And he finds an opening, ball taken away from behind, and we're going to get a jump ball. Good job by Robertson to go in and tie that up with Powell. The possession arrow favors Jefferson, so they keep it with 2:34 to go, and they're going to get a full substitution. The starter's finally coming out for Jeanette with 2:27 to go and counting. So a well-deserved break for the starting five of the Jayhawks. Robinson gets it into Woodward. Yeah, may have gotten away with the travel there.
That was close.
In the lane, spinning, putting it up, and getting fouled is Marion. He will go to the line for two. This is Landon Carney, I believe, number 22. So Marion will head to the line. Try to get on the score sheet. He has not made it there yet for the points tonight. He has a few blocks. Oh, and that one hits the front of the rim.
Man, when it rains, it pours.
Yes, it does.
No pun intended for what's going on outside, but, yeah, he just can't get him to fall.
Second on its way. That one off the rim. Then no good. And Robinson takes it away and puts it up with the right hand. That one's too strong. Taken away by Jeanette. This is Carter Clary into the half court. His right side, that's Darnell Berry Jr. Now number 22 is Landon Carney. Back to Clary, baseline, back out top, and that one blocked. Ellsworth gets the block, and in the process, Marion collects it and is fouled. So it'll be Jefferson ball with 1:20 to go. Time running out, and this will be it for Jefferson Morgan's season, but what a season it was for the Rockets, getting a share of the section title, placing sixth in the WPIL and earning a trip to the second round by winning in the opening round of the PIAA playoff as Robertson wants to take it coast to coast. Stops, puts it up. He is fouled. Minute to go. Well, Jeanette's winning by 31 points, and they're still not happy about it.
I feel sorry for the team. These fans have been brutal on them.
Yeah. What did they give, a technical?
Yeah, they called it
technical.
I thought they said they called that on 23. Oh, okay. Darnell Berry Jr.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I didn't see his number at first. There he is.
That one is good. Ryan Robertson.
But I wonder what the technical was for.
I think the coach, maybe. I don't know. I saw the referee talking to him, basically trying to tell him to basically end it.
Yeah.
At that point, but. So, oh, we're getting double technicals. We went both ways. So, never mind. Probably not on the coach then. Probably happened something on the court. Oh, it was. The technical was 23. Okay, yeah, so Robertson got the technical for them. And this is their 23, which is Darnell Berry Jr. He gets on the score sheet with his first free throw.
I think what happened was Robertson threw the ball. I thought he was throwing back to the official when he hit one of their players, so they called a technical. I think that's what it was for.
Okay, so they let him shoot the free throw with nobody there, and then they just gave the technical after that. So,
yeah.
68-36 now, 53 seconds to go. Jeanette has the ball. As I was saying, yeah, Jefferson made the second round of the state playoffs, so quite the season. Starting seniors made quite the run, but it will come here and end tonight. Jeanette will move on to the quarterfinals. Barry Jr. puts up the three. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Jefferson, but taken back away. It'll stay with them. Into the court, there's Slavo Gustavich for the Rockets. They have Gustavich out there. Hayden Yek is also out there. Triton Farabee's out there. Who else we got? Number 10 is Miles Soudan, and number 12 is Cole Burkett. A couple more guys going to get their action. Tyler McVeigh also going to head out there, as well as number 22, Lobre Jackson. So everybody getting in to the state playoff game.
Well, they all practice hard, you know.
Yep, Brandon Lawless, the head coach, making sure all these guys
get
on the court tonight as time will expire. And that'll do it. Final score, Jeanette 68, Jefferson Morgan 36. We'll be right back here to wrap things up on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back to HN Arena. Final score was Jeanette 68 and Jefferson Morgan 36. And it was Jeanette from the beginning, Sam, and they just kind of took things and ran with it. They were hitting from everywhere. McGowan hit a couple threes early, but then he started hitting it inside too. You got some great defense and splash plays by Kamani Brown, and then the rest of the team kind of poured in too. McGowan led all scores with 26 points. This is unofficial, of course, just my scorekeeping. But they had a bunch of guys in double digits, including him. They had him at 26, and also Powell had 10, and then Odoricio Ferro had 13 of his own, and they were dominant today.
Yeah, they were just hot tonight on offense. But you know what impressed me the most was their quickness on defense, because Jefferson was having a hard time even dribbling around anybody when it was man defense. And it's just pure quickness of their feet and moving their feet and not reaching, so they weren't getting the reach-in fouls. And they just did an awesome job of shutting Jefferson down early. And Jefferson, until the second half, just really couldn't figure them out.
So Jeanette will move on to the quarterfinals. They will face the winner of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart and Mercyhurst Prep, which that game going on the same time as ours here tonight. And, they will move on. Jefferson's season comes to an end, but what a season it was. We talked a little bit that towards the end of the game, but congrats to all of the Rockets. And also congrats to who now we're going to announce is our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game, John Woodward. John Woodward played one heck of a game from start to finish. He, for a while, was leading the Rockets in scoring. He ended up with 11 points, leading them tonight. Robertson ended up tonight with 15, but Woodward, well, he got the what limited offense they had, he got it early, but right. He also was there for rebounds. He was there, always been there on defense all season long. But tonight, you had mentioned earlier, that was the most aggressive we've seen him on the offensive side of things.
Yeah, he's always their defensive player. I mean, he plays really well on defense. You know, he's a big athletic kid anyhow, and he plays really well. But offense tonight, he saw they were kind of sputtering, and he kind of took it on his own and was a lot more aggressive on offense.
So congratulations to John Woodward, our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game. I want to thank our crew tonight, of course. We have Mr. Nate Rigotti running the show, our producer. And on cameras, we got Grady Peterson and Brett Gambita. Of course, Sam, as always, it has been a pleasure to call things for you tonight. And
enjoy it, Rusty.
All right. Well, that will do it for us here tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in to GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, Internet, better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. VisitGreene.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Final score tonight, Jeanette defeats Jefferson Morgan 68-36. They will advance to the quarterfinals of the PIAA Class 2A Boys Basketball Championship Playoffs. For Sam McCollum, I'm Rusty Pettit saying thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you soon.